This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Matthew Perry claimed that he saved Chandler and Monica's romance on Friends. It's all coming out now where they're revealing that he was supposed to cheat on Monica. Chandler was supposed to cheat on Monica, but before they could film the episode, somebody went and convinced them to axe the storyline.
Oh, wow.
So the scene where Monica and Chandler were arguing in Vegas, which I've never seen.
I can't recall, man. I've only dibble-dabbled.
About Monica having lunch with Richard, a.k.a. Tom Selleck. Well, anyway, they fixed it so she didn't cheat on him. So they're saying that that could have changed the whole storyline for Friends because Monica and Chandler were one of those couples that everybody, you know, lived vicariously through.
That would have changed the storyline, definitely.
Yeah, they said Matthew Perry's the one who got that nixed. But of course he didn't want his character to be a cheater.
Well, you did.
He didn't want Chandler to cheat on Monica.
Nah.
So yeah, we're starting to learn things like that. They're also saying Jennifer Aniston is having a very hard time with the death and has not moved much.
Well, yeah, I mean, we haven't heard much about any of the castmates, so it's like, who's moving anywhere? I saw the drone footage of them at his service and memorial, but that's about it.
Yeah,
that's literally all.
I didn't even see that.
No,
I didn't even see the drone footage.
Somebody snuck a little drone footage of them walking in.
People
are
so gross. Can we just have a funeral without paparazzi one time?
No,
one time is that's too much to ask, isn't it?
Way too much to ask.
What a world we're living in. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. How's it going?
Good. Muy bien. ¿Cómo estás tú?
Muy bien.
Yeah.
And I can't say E2 because you already said it was going good.
See? Conversational Spanish. Look
at
us.
I know how to say how are you and good.
Look at that.
It's good because I'm going to Mexico on Friday. I need to know some of
I'm
this.
I'm talking about we brushing up. We got to get ready to go.
Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Huepa.
In Espanol. Mm-hmm. I got you. Mm-hmm. How do you say I got you?
Te tengo.
Te tengo.
Yo te tengo.
Yo te tengo.
I got you.
Yo te tengo. I love it how you hit your chest.
Yo te tengo.
I got
you.
That's my new line. Yo te tengo.
Yo te tengo.
Unless you piss me off that I don't got you.
You're going to start saying tango. Yo tango. You're going to be in Mexico talking about yo tango.
Yo tango.
Huepa.
Listen, Blondie, get out of the way.
I can't wait for that video.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. You're not wrong about that. All right. So I have to talk to you about something one of our callers said yesterday. Do you remember when Ricky called in yesterday?
Ricky, huepa, yup. I mean, speaking about Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember when Ricky called yesterday.
Ricky called in around this time and said he put his tree up this weekend.
I almost hung up on that man.
Me too. If I could reach the phone. But you have that ability, not me.
I mean, we were on the same page. We made a face like, Ricky,
come on,
man.
But then I admit I was FaceTiming with my children this weekend. I'll admit it. And their dad and stepmom had their tree up. I could see it in the background.
Wow.
And I went, what the? But it looked pretty. It looked good. I kind of wanted it. It kind of made me want to put mine up.
Stop.
I'm not going to lie.
Stop.
I couldn't believe it, DZ.
Allie, stop it.
I know, but it looked pretty. I was mad.
No. We got a couple holidays to get through, including Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and Thanksgiving.
I was like, what are the others besides Thanksgiving? Cyber Monday, Black Friday. When you're right, you're right,
come
DZ.
On, man. Slow your roll.
I know you're having a baby like in a week, but when are you going to do your tree? When you're on paternity leave or never?
In about December.
Okay.
Maybe mid-December.
No.
I don't know. Okay. That, for me, I got to keep it a bug with y'all, man.
Yes, tell me.
You got to wait.
Till
December. December's my time.
You're saying no trees till after Thanksgiving.
No trees till after Thanksgiving.
I thought it was a go in November.
Maybe for some of y'all, man. But for me, I got to wait. I know Aaron would disagree.
That you could do it in November.
Oh, she could do it whenever she would realistically like. But every time, every year, I fight her on it. And I'm like, not yet.
I've never put it up before Thanksgiving, but I'm kind of there because I feel like time flies so fast that it's not even going to matter anyway. It's going to be January. January 1st, you know, your baby's going to be 7, and here we are. It's going to be 2000, and it's going to be 2030.
Yeah, no, that's fact. See, but the wild thing is, though, and I'm sure we'll talk about this, too, but we immediately get rid of the tree dang near January 1st. It's like, all right, we're done. Bye-bye. Okay.
I'm with you on that. It's got to go.
Because we usually get a real tree. We usually get, like, a live tree.
Oh, no, thank you.
Why not?
Because I'm a Jew, and I don't know how to do that. Nobody ever took me to buy a tree. I don't know how that works.
You want
to
go tree shopping this year?
No, I do not.
What? Oh, you just going to shut it down?
Yep, I'm good with the pre-lit one in my basement. I know how to use it. It works for me.
See, no, it does
and
get
it's pretty.
It does get expensive, though. But honestly, it's nice. It smells good.
We can have the pre-lit, not a pre-lit real fake tree close in December.
There you go.
Today, we're going to argue on whether you can actually put them up.
And you can't. You can't. You can't. Ricky, I'm sorry, dog, but you got to wait till December. In my book, you got to wait until at least.
I think you're being too hard on Ricky.
Well, it is what it is.
I can't believe I'm defending the Christmas freaks.
Look
I said what I said.
Look at you, look at you.
Look at me wanting a tree up in my house.
You see that line right here? There's a line and you're on the other side.
Who am I?
Who are you?
I want the lights. I like the pretty lights.
You weird, bro. You weird.
414-533-1037. That's not even debatable. That's true. But, but that being said, when are we putting the tree up? Is it gove now or are we waiting? Where are we at, people? We'll talk to you next. Put the lights down, you lunatics.
Please and thank you, y'all.
Come on. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live.
Wait, what are you talking? You was just talking about how the tree looks so pretty.
Fine. Okay, fine. I'm the part of the problem. I admit it. Don't put the tree down, you lunatics. Put it back up. I like it. We're talking about where we're at with putting up trees, because this was a discussion yesterday when Ricky called in and said he put up his tree this weekend. So Mike is calling from Hartford. I'm bringing sexy back. Mike, good morning.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Santa Claus.
Oh, Santa babe. Santa baby. Hey, babe. I was like, Mike.
Santa baby.
We actually, we have a fake and an artificial, or a fake and a real tree that we put up every year.
Y'all double
and
up.
The fake one is not up yet, but the real one gets purchased Black Friday.
Smart. That's smart.
So he does wait for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the fake one will probably go up this weekend, this coming weekend.
Oh my goodness.
And all my lights will be, well, I'm hoping to get all my lights up outside too. So
okay.
there's like over 2,000 lights up outside on the outside of my house.
Bruh. And okay, are you trying to beat the weather so it's not cold when you do it? Is that the thing or what?
Yeah, but I'm also like my neighborhood Clark Griswold. So like every year I try to be the first person on my street with the lights on.
This guy. Okay.
You would.
Okay.
I saw my neighbor Andrew.
Christmas,
shout out to them on the corner putting up lights, I think. Unless he was taking down. I thought he was putting up to be prepared since it was nice out.
It really was.
So they will be ready when Christmas comes.
As long as y'all don't flick them on at night, because then y'all light bill go crazy, man. Think about the pockets. I'm just saying. Is it just me, people? Is it just me for real?
Yeah. No. Yes. It's not just you, but we do it anyway. We think about the bill, but we still light it up.
Y'all just say forget it. It doesn't even matter.
I think about my 3-year-old daughter who likes seeing the lights too, so that too.
Well, that's when why you go to Candy Cane Lane.
That part. Yeah.
It's called a drive, Mike. It's called lots of areas you can go. Have a good day, Mike. Enjoy the tree.
You too, guys.
Later, bro.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Somebody texted in and said, my multiple trees have been up for 2 weeks, along with a huge village set.
Man.
Two main reasons. It's beautiful and feels good to look at, but it's also a lot of work and deserves to be up for more than 30 days. Touche.
Okay, fine. Sure. If you put a lot of, you know, empeño into it, that means, you know, a lot of effort. That's all right. Cool. Go ahead. Do your thing. We work with somebody who keeps their trees up year round, don't
who?
We? Sparky?
Sparky does?
I'm pretty sure.
On purpose?
I think that's their jam.
From the sports station, Sparky?
I ain't even gonna cap.
I'm about to light him up later when I see him in the hall.
Dog, they got trees bolted to the ceiling. I remember he sent me a picture one year. Yes, they up
I
and at
no
it.
I had no idea. All right.
They on it. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm going to get to the bottom of that one. Amanda is calling from Racine this morning. I felt like the energy was a little lackluster there.
You felt that?
Yeah.
You felt that.
Amanda, what's wrong? You okay?
Is it the Christmas tree talk?
Is it the spirit? Is that in you yet? She's lost the spirit.
It might be that.
She said, boo, Christmas.
I haven't. I'm still on Halloween. I mean, I just got my pumpkins 2 weeks ago.
In
so
fairness,
we're still on the pumpkins.
Same. In fairness, same. And my pumpkins are out. They got snowed on last week or this week, whatever day it is.
True.
And they will continue to be out there until Thanksgiving.
Yeah, our pumpkins are still out. Well, they're still tis the season.
They're harvest.
Harvest, cornucopias, exactly. All that. Uh-huh. All
pumpkins go through Thanksgiving. That's why we do pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm not.
And,
I can't disagree,
just
even though I don't like it.
Pumpkin goes with Thanksgiving.
It does.
I'll fight you on that.
And we just got done with the Halloween candy yesterday, so
that
I'm
makes
not
one
even
of
thinking
us.
About Christmas yet.
So when do you put your Christmas tree up then?
We do it after Thanksgiving.
Okay. That's two Thanksgivings. All right.
There
Amanda,
you
thank you for calling. We appreciate
it. Have a good day.
Bye.
You too, bye.
Dan's in East Troy. I'm going to find out. What if these are all after Thanksgiving people? We're going
to
find out.
Well,
Dan,
yeah, about to find out for real.
Day three. Dan, I'm dying to know, is your tree up in your house?
It is not.
Whew. Let's go.
Safe.
Thank you, sir.
Good.
Not before Thanksgiving. Okay. That's my thing. And I don't go with the real tree. I just don't like the needles on the ground. I do agree with DZ. I like the smell when I go into other people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to have to clean that kind of thing up or throw the tree out. It's much easier, like Allie, just fold the tree up, put it in a box, and put it in the basement. There you go. It's
Thank
so much
you.
Easier.
Thank you, Steins.
I did grow up like that. But my wife, you know, she loved a Christmas holiday.
Yeah.
So you got to play along, man. And I'm down for it. And actually, if you throw a little bit of Sprite in there, it keeps the needles fresher longer. So
really?
Yeah, just a little bit of Sprite.
Yeah, even I never had a live tree. I don't know how to do anything about them.
Sprite in warm water, because people do cold water and it freezes the bottom, or it like seals the bottom, so it doesn't like the sap just colds over.
Who knew trees like to drink Sprite too? Who would have thunk?
Well, I knew.
Who would have thunk? I knew we had something in common. Damn.
I mean, if you're missing your light tail, you could do like what the rest of us do. We just leave them up all year round. We just unplug them for like through summer.
There are white lights. DZ, you've been in my house. There's white lights around my stairway, and they are all year long. They're up. I never thought about it.
Yep.
Because you're just ready.
1 year on Christmas, I left them, and they just stay up in my house. So I have kind of white Christmas lights up all year round around my stairway.
Yep.
Convenient.
What's that? They're on the railing.
The banister or whatever? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
so anyway.
That's a bet.
I like it. All right. Thanks for calling, Dan. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
Later. Talk tomorrow, day four.
Lori in Cedarburg said, Allie, if you want to see Christmas, just come to Cedarburg. It's like living in a Hallmark movie.
Nope. I'm good on that.
Karen's in Michigan. You don't want to go to Cedarburg? I'll go.
Hey.
It's a Lifetime movie for me.
Is Tishigan a Lifetime movie as well?
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning, Karen.
Is your tree up, Karen?
Oh, my God. No way.
Yeah.
I put that tree up in December, and my husband takes it down on the 26th.
The 26th?
Oh, she doesn't play. Yeah.
They don't even make it to January.
Wait.
No. It's no. No.
Oh, wait, y'all should know. Y'all are hard nosed about it. So December 1st to the 25th.
Okay.
Technically the 26th.
Whatever the first weekend is in December. And the only reason I put it up that early is because it's so much work.
That
I
early.
It's got to be up for a little bit.
She
but
said
that early. That's early.
If she could get away with making it magically appear on the 25th and then gone the next day, she probably would.
Well, Thanksgiving.
No, I have it up on the 24th, down the 26th.
Okay. The 24th to the 26th. Said a brisk little holiday celebration. That's all, baby. That's all.
Thanksgiving.
It just messes my house up. I don't want all that clutter, you know?
I feel you.
Clutter.
Way,
interesting.
Hey.
It does change the whole atmosphere.
It does. I mean, it is pretty. Don't get me wrong. But
okay. Well, listen, everybody. As we're all saying, no thanks. We're not doing the tree till after Thanksgiving. I'm going to leave you with this. Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from Thursday.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Have a great day, everybody.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Well, here's to hoping your advice today is good. Which is a long shot.
I got it.
It's true.
I got this.
Yo tengo.
Yo te tengo.
Yo te tengo. I got you.
Well, yo lo tengo. I got this.
You got this.
Yo te tengo. So Q hit us up. My boy Q.
It looks like somebody wrote in is concerned because their girlfriend won't stop talking about babies. Wow.
My bad. I didn't mean to laugh like
that. You had me at vasectomy. Wait, what?
All right.
What?
Hear it out.
Hold on.
Hear it out. So my girlfriend and I, both in our 30s, have been together for almost a year. Things have been going great. Honestly, really great.
Great.
I know it's less than a year, but I'm falling hard for this girl. I'm really simping.
Aww.
Falling in love.
Aww.
My boy.
He's in love.
I know she feels the same way. Starting a couple weeks ago, she started dropping baby hints, making jokes about being pregnant.
Damn.
And it's kind of got me a little jumpy, to be honest. At first, it was funny, but now I'm feeling like she's serious, serious.
At first, he was like, yeah, we can make babies. And he was like, wait, no, really? Like, I meant make them. I meant not literally make them.
He said, and before y'all light me up, we are using protection and being careful.
That's none of our business.
Right. We have talked before about eventually both of us wanting kids early on in our relationship, but this has been new level baby talk. I really didn't think we wanted to start having kids for another 5 years at least. Mm-hmm. We're both still so young and invested on working on ourselves, our relationship, plus financially, we wouldn't be capable of supporting a kid. We could barely afford our own lives.
He's like, this was all fun and games until it was real.
She knows this. We've had this conversation more than once. How do you suggest I deflect from the baby talk? Cue.
I know what I think. What do you think? Doesn't matter what I think. This is what would DZ do?
Awkward.
Yep.
Awkward indeed.
What do you think?
Okay, so.
Because I'm like, good luck.
Listen, my guy, you ain't never going to afford a kid regardless, honestly, at whatever age.
That part.
Whenever you think you're ready, you not.
Never.
Never.
You're never going to be able to afford them.
Financially, that's a wash.
You'll never be able to mentally handle them. You just figure it out. That's what parents do. We just figure it out. We don't know what the hell we're doing.
Yeah, right.
And we're broke. So what?
Exactly.
So what?
Being a parent is being constantly broke.
All the time. Child care what?
What? All right, but for real?
For real, though.
Q. Had a baby, my boy.
Shut up.
You
DZ,
and listen, hear me out. No. Hear me out.
I can't believe I had to go there.
Hear me out. You in your 30s. You and your girl, y'all have found each other. That's probably the one.
What if he doesn't want kids?
Nah, he didn't say that. He said eventually we'll start wanting to have kids, but it wouldn't be for like another 5 years. He's already thinking of babies. Bruh, 5 years is no time.
True.
And ain't no time like the present.
But what if they get in 5 years and he realizes he doesn't want them and that's why he keeps pushing it off? That's my point.
Well,
if you ain't ready.
Nah, man. I'm telling you, had a baby. You caught me at the wrong time. I'm about to have a next one, baby. I'm a little baby. I'm saying Q had a baby.
You're in baby mode right now.
Happy baby by Q, baby. So be a millionaire. Happy baby by Q, baby. Come on now.
Let me present a scenario for you then. Okay, so what if I said, you know what? I would get married again, but not now. Maybe in 5 to 10 years. And okay. I met someone who was like, no, we got to get married now. And I'm like, no, I'm not ready. Would you be like, just get married because it's the one?
Well, would you feel like they're the one?
No, he's not ready to have the baby.
Would you feel like he's the one? If whoever is telling you that they want to get married,
it doesn't matter.
Now,
I don't want to get married.
But he's saying he's falling in love. He's really simping. My boy is about
but
that life.
He doesn't want a kid yet. He knows what he wants. Don't get pressured into it.
You see my toes?
No.
Allie, you see my toes?
Let me look down.
You see all 10 of my toes? Where? What are they doing? 10 toes down. I said what I said. Have the baby by Q, baby. Have the baby, Q.
Have the baby.
He caught me at the worst time.
You're out of your mind.
I'm in baby mode. You ain't going to tell me not to have a baby. I don't care.
You're actually right. DZ's having a baby very soon. So he's like, have the baby.
Have the baby, big dog. Do it.
You're going to love it.
Do it. It's going to be great. And you're never going to be ready no matter what you think anyway. So no time like the present. Have the baby.
Have the baby.
You might have twins. Get them out the way.
DZ's not stressed at all about the next baby.
Nope, not at all.
We're pumped though. 414-533-1037. What should this guy do? His girlfriend's pressuring him about having a baby? DZ says have it.
Mm-hmm.
I say hello, vasectomy. We'll talk to you next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
This guy writes in and says, my girlfriend's talking about having babies. What do? I don't want them for 5 years. And DZ just said, have the baby.
Why not, man?
Crazy.
You complain, bro. Y'all are in y'all 30s. I'm not trying to age y'all.
But
you ain't getting no younger. And I'm not the one to put limitations on when you have a baby. When you're ready, you're ready. But if y'all are ready, if y'all are already in love and you see this future, man, come on now. What you wasting time for?
Well, Paige is in McGuanago. We're going to see if people agree with you that he should just have a baby with her. Paige, good morning.
Morning. How are you guys?
Well, good. I don't know yet. Depends on your opinion.
What'd you say for Q?
I definitely disagree with you, DZ.
Woo! Hallelujah, I was worried.
This is coming from somebody that has four kids themselves. I just think that when you think about having a baby, you also need to think about raising a person of society.
True.
It's not just a baby,
it's not
right?
Fun. It's not fun. It's work.
It's a job.
It's a job.
Yes.
Right.
100%. It's a job that you can never give up also.
Right.
Yeah, it's not. It's not just a baby. It's raising a person until they're grown adults. Mm-hmm. That's why I say no.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a responsibility, and you have to just be a parent sometimes when you don't want to be a parent. Yep. That's what sucks.
So don't just disagree with me. What would you tell Q to do then? He's looking for advice. How do you deflect?
Run.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say no. I would say that they should probably sit down and have a bigger conversation about it. Yeah. And he should be open and honest with her, especially like if she wants to have a baby with him. Wait. Being open and honest and sitting down is probably the best.
They've talked more. They've had the conversation more than once. What more do you want? Well, how many times you got to have that talk?
Then maybe there is no convo to be had. And the answer is they're not on the same page.
Allie said, run.
Honestly, because what Paige said is right. Communicate. Have a healthy conversation. And you're going, they already did that. And I'm like, well, then you have your answer. The answer is he doesn't want a kid right now. Mm. And so by having it, he's going to resent you later.
No, I disagree.
Dr. Allie's here. You're welcome.
I disagree.
They're not.
Dr. DZ with a different prescription.
They've been dating a year. It's not like these people have been together their whole lives. And like,
okay, I give you that. But you never know when the one hits, man. Don't discredit it.
True. Hey, then you never know when the one might not be the one, too.
True.
2 years later.
True.
Right?
Someone who's gotten burned a few times, trust me.
Paige says don't do it, though. Just sit down and breathe it through, y'all. Don't have this baby yet.
No, don't jump.
Don't jump.
And she's got four kids.
Have a good day, Paige.
Have a good one.
Bye. All right.
Evans and Hales Corners, day four getting in. He's almost got a theme song.
Oh, snap. Woo. Okay.
Hey.
So, Evan, you're going to have the baby? Well, it depends on if you think we should have the baby.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
See, Allie, you see? I'm with DZ on this one.
Let's go.
Stop it. Evan.
You're 30. He's right. You're 30. You're now's as good a time as any. I mean, if you're already in a baby conceived in love is better than a baby conceived out of fight or out of an accident or a baby conceived out of love. This is a perfect opportunity. Even if you guys don't end up together, which is sometimes the case,
you
made a human life and you will never regret it.
That's right.
Oh, you sound like my therapist.
That's right. Well, Dr. Evan in the house.
You will never.
Baby,
the other
baby.
Part of me is
that's a lie. You will regret it. There are people who had children with people who wish they never did, and you know it, and I know it, and I can give you a list. Okay, Evan?
He doesn't seem like he's going in that direction. He doesn't
I've got two kids of my own, and I'll tell you what. I mean, like, they could be horrible, but they also are the biggest joy in the whole entire world.
That
so
part.
Well, that's
stop
parenting.
Being scared and have your baby.
Have your baby.
Dude, this is not a pick up a job on the weekends. This is a full-time gig, everybody. I hope he knows that.
Well, of course. He better know this. That's why he's thinking, man. Listen, Evan said what he said, and we ain't going to take it from him.
And it was very convincing. He's like, my kids are jerks.
Ten toes. My kids suck, but
my
I love them.
My kids suck, so you should have them too.
You will always love them.
Still
you always will.
Wouldn't trade them, you know what I mean? I want to, but I won't.
That is parenting. You give them everything. You pour your whole heart and soul, and they crap on you daily.
That's right.
Literally.
That's
you're
right.
30. Don't be scared, though. Now's as good a time. You're not going to be ready. You guys are so right about that. You'll never be ready, but if it's on the table right now and you have someone who loves you, do it.
Do it.
That's what I say.
There you go.
Thanks for calling, Evan, even though your opinion's wrong.
Chill. We'll talk to you tomorrow, day five, man. Had that song ready.
Bye, right, Evan. Sure. Kayla's in Milwaukee. Let's see what she thinks. So far, we've had one say don't do it and one say do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kayla, what's going on?
I actually disagree with DZ.
Okay.
Shocking, the women all disagree.
But here's the thing I think they should do.
Yeah.
I think they should get a dog and see how they work together.
That's a good idea.
And then decide.
Do a dog first and see if you can even, because then you're going to know who's going to handle the responsibility with you. You get the dog. Yeah. Is he taking the dog out with you? Are you now doing everything?
Yeah.
Because I have friends who have said, well, I don't necessarily want to have a kid because I don't think he's going to help me. Isn't that horrible?
Okay. No, I like the way Kayla's leaning towards, especially because it is basically having a dog, especially if you get a puppy, is like having a newborn. Mm-hmm. And then a dog is a kid you never get rid of because they always depend on you. That's good.
It's a good idea.
Kayla, that's good.
That's what I would do because I am 30 and my kids got tired when I was in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't even have kids, but I will adopt probably six dogs.
By the time I can have my house.
Okay. Big ups.
Get a dog.
Hey, respect on that. All okay, right. Kayla, say less.
Thanks, girl. We like it. Thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Finally, I love you guys.
Love you back. Bye.
Finally, advice we can work with. Get a dog. Now, that's reasonable. Ryan is calling this morning, though, from Calabama.
Where this man? Oh, there it is.
You
can
tell it. You know he's got something to say.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Web out. What's the word, man?
DZ, you just gave the worst advice you can possibly give. Come on now, guy. Do not go out there and have this kid. He needs to sit down with his girlfriend and figure it out. He just needs to go out and buy a hobby farm, and then he's got to not worry about having kids at all. Because you'll have goats, you'll have chickens, you'll have dogs, you'll have cats, you'll have the whole works. You got nothing to worry about with having kids.
That part.
What is wrong with you, dog?
Horrible. Because Ryan
You'll
knows.
You'll spend the same amount on a hobby farm that you will in 18 years of having a kid. Think about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He ain't even let me say, hold on. I think Kayla's advice might be the top tier advice of the day. I ain't going to lie.
Ryan's in the thick of it. He's like, don't do it. Ryan, don't do it.
Ryan's mad. He said, no.
I'm right there with you, DZ. I mean, I fell in love with my wife before we were married. We were talking about kids, and we sat down and we had that heart to heart. That's what you need to do.
Right.
Before you even think about having that.
Ryan said, save yourself.
Don't listen to DZ. Yeah. He's only got one. He ain't had the second yet.
Save yourself.
He's got no idea. He's got no clue.
Once you have one, they just keep coming. Unless she cuts you off like my wife, which sucks, but it's okay. I still love her.
I am dying right now. Oh, man. All right. We are on Baby Watch on this show.
Mm-hmm.
103.7 Kiss FM. Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Your Webba.
Today is Tuesday, November 7th.
It is. Oh, yeah.
Oof. Your wife is due any day.
Any day now.
This morning when I walked in, I said, oh, no baby.
No baby. I'm still here.
I mean, you would have called me if you had the baby.
Well, obviously.
But every day I walk in, I go, woo, safe.
Then we good.
You're We're still safe.
Oh, cool. Cool.
How's it going?
It's good. It's good. I mean, this is pregnant can be without having a baby out. Right? You know what I'm saying?
You going to tell everybody what you did last night? Because the pictures are phenomenal.
No.
Am I allowed to say that?
Oh, go ahead.
I walked in. You did a maternity shoot last night.
Yeah. We snuck one in because really it's any day now. So in preparation to these last final days, you can't really do a maternity shoot after the baby's born. So there's that. Mm-hmm. It turns into a newborn shoot. And Aaron really wanted one. I was down to do one. Mm-hmm. Sammy wasn't in the mood.
Sammy did not want to take pictures last night. It was so nice out though yesterday. It was a perfect day to do outdoor pictures.
And I'm glad we did because we were able to do it and they turned out beautiful. From the ones that we've seen, they turned out really, really, really dope. Yeah,
I love it.
We're excited about those, but realistically, like as far as being pregnant, no baby yet. My wife said she slept meh.
Is she over it?
She is over it, but also still enjoying every minute of being pregnant. I keep saying that, but it's because this is our first experience getting this far in our pregnancy. So as much as she's over it,
now, Aaron,
she's still loving it.
Aaron, I feel ya.
And
she's like, get this thing out.
Last night, baby was moving. I mean, I'm talking about Danny was going. Kicking, rolling. He high-fived me twice. I was like, dang, bro.
Okay, you just used his name, which you told on the air. What the name is. Tell it again.
We're naming our baby Danison. Danison. Mm-hmm. Danison, however you want to say it. Danison. Mm-hmm. It's a mix of my name. You know, my first name, Daniel. Mm-hmm. So, son of Danny. My family calls me Danny, if you need the whole explanation.
Mm-hmm. And where are we going to call this baby Danny?
What do you mean?
We're going to call the next baby Danny?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you said where. I was like, everywhere.
Oh, no. We're going to call, because you said my family calls me Danny.
Yeah, so now I'm going to pass that nickname along. Now he will be Danny.
Aww.
You know, young Danny.
I can't wait to meet him.
Yeah, you and me both.
Oh my gosh.
Wife, everybody. I mean, people keep asking me.
Every day. Can you wait till I get back from Mexico, though, for real?
I don't decide those things, okay?
Can you just wait till after this weekend, because I'm leaving town with my friends. Like, can you just give me a couple? Don't you love it how you're having the baby? I'm like, can you just wait for me?
Somebody said, just go to Mexico with Ali, have the baby in Mexico. Do that.
What the hell?
Y'all are tripping.
Get the hell out of here.
So, baby watch is a thing. Because tell me why my wife said the other day, one of her coworkers been coming in talking about something. It's baby watch time.
It is.
It's baby watch time.
Every day. This is what we're doing. 7:25 every day. It's baby watch. Period. And that's it. And we ask every day where we're at.
Still no baby. Let me check my phone.
Has it dropped?
Nope, still no baby.
Okay. All right. I'm waiting patiently to meet Danny.
You and everybody else. Y'all keep waiting. Y'all will know. Don't worry about it.
Okay, good. We'll check in tomorrow, assuming we're here tomorrow.
That's right.
Because if you're having a baby, I'll be here, but...
But I won't.
But you won't. But I'll be on FaceTime.
That's right.
I'll be like, just show me every... I'm kidding. No. In the operating room.
Show me everything.
Show me everything.
Show me the baby. Put him on FaceTime.
Am I the Jerk is coming up next. This one involves a woman who wrote in and does not want to have a relationship with her husband's kids, which would be her stepkids, if I'm correct.
Okay, got it.
So make it make sense.
I mean, that's a tough order. Yeah. That's a tough one to order right there.
Yeah,
Well,
let's read it next.
Okay.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Look at us.
Look at us.
Am I the Jerk today? Got this one on Facebook. You can always write in, am I the jerk, at 1037kissfm.com. But mm-hmm. we do get a lot as well on Facebook.
That's right.
On the Kiss FM Facebook. So this one comes from Shannon.
Okay, Shannon.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for not wanting a relationship with her husband's kids.
That's rough, but we got to hear her out first.
Which really is her stepchildren.
Right.
If they're married.
Right.
She said, am I a jerk? My name's Shannon. My husband and I have been married for 20 years. He has 2 adult children and I have 4 adult children. His kids don't include me in anything. When they graduated college, I wasn't invited. When they got married, I was not invited to anything except the wedding and reception. Okay, so that you did get
an invite. Okay.
But no rehearsal dinner or anything. No dress search, no bridal shower, no bachelorette party, invite.
Okay, stepmom, you're kind of asking for a lot of inclusion here.
I gotta finish hearing it out. Then she says, they both of his kids got $5,000 from my husband and myself when they got married. Am I the jerk for wanting to distance myself from them? My husband has a great relationship with his children. It's completely opposite.
Mm.
But I have no desire and I don't want a relationship with my husband's kids. Help me out. Am I the jerk?
All right. That's a tall order.
You have to work on this. Mm. What do you? Because it's kind of like, what do you do if they don't want anything to do with you?
Right. Well, I mean,
what?
Are they sending a clear message by what they're clearly saying by the way they treat you?
They don't include her in anything.
Where
is he during all of this?
I wouldn't say anything. She was clearly at things, but the relationship might already be established, and she hasn't been aware of it until recently. You know, this could be just how y'all operate.
They've been married for 20 years. She's known these kids a long time.
Yeah.
And they're not even inviting her to the rehearsal dinner or the your stepmom didn't get invited to the bridal shower.
They're
That's
adult,
bad.
They're adult kids. Listen,
they don't like you.
Straight,
sounds horrible.
Straight up. I'm going to put it to you like this. I'm a vulnerable moment here, y'all. I don't necessarily know if my father would, get remarried, whatever his situation evolves in. I don't necessarily know that she'd be invited.
The stepmom.
Keep it a buck with y'all.
What if they were together for 20 years.
Hey, I don't know.
That's what makes this so weird is that they've been together so long.
Yeah.
And she has she doesn't even want a relationship with them. I think as the parent, even as a step parent, you always have to just be the bigger one with the kids, the bigger person, and be like, I'll be here if you need me.
Exactly.
I'm here. I'll call you. If you want a relationship, I'm here. I feel like it's the kids who have to be the immature ones and cut you off, even if they're adults.
You got to accept your fate, man. I mean, you got to play your role, and it is what it is. If you want to distance yourself, it's kind of your move. I'm saying not the jerk.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards not the jerk.
Yeah.
As long as their relationship with their father is good, that's all that matters.
That's the thing.
Not to say you're of no consequence, because obviously your family dynamic's important, and if you're feeling some type of way, doing something about it. But if what you want to do about it is distance yourself,
strange, though, how the dad doesn't seem to be a bridge.
Yeah.
You'd think the dad would be a bridge to the stepmom. And he's just on his own little planet, like having his good. I'd be asking him.
They've been together 20 years. That's more than long enough for them to have figured out how their dynamic's going to work. She's clearly not seeing something that she's going, what? No.
So is she the jerk for not wanting a relationship with her husband's kids?
Nah. I mean, a little bit, yeah. Like, if you think about it in a nutshell, yeah, but at the same time, no. You an adult. They're an adult. Y'all have made y'all decisions.
Because you're saying if it was my dad, I'd be like, nope.
Nah, probably not. Exactly. So I'm leaning towards no, not the jerk.
Mm.
This is personal.
I see texts and I see messages coming in. 414-533-1037. Somebody said she's not the jerk. She's hurt.
Dang.
Somebody said she's a jerk and she needs to stop acting like a victim. Both ways it's going.
All right. I guess we're going to discuss next, huh?
We sure are. Can't wait to hear this one.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Shannon wants to know if she's a jerk because she doesn't want a relationship with her husband's kids. She says they didn't include her in anything. When they graduated college, she wasn't invited. They got married. The only thing she was invited to was the wedding and reception, nothing else.
I mean, what more do you want?
A relationship with your stepkids.
That you don't always get that. Yikes. I'm sorry. It is what it is. Y'all are grown.
Kelly's in Sheboygan this morning. We're going to find out what these people think. Kelly, how's it going?
It's going. How about you guys?
We good. I mean, we're not the ones that are about to get decided on their fate for being a jerk or not. What do you say? Is she the jerk for not wanting a relationship with her stepkids?
I don't think anybody is a jerk.
Oh.
I don't think the children or even the lady, because she's been in their life for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Maybe they just don't vibe.
True. That's true.
Yeah. Sure, you don't always love your family like that.
Right, and you can't force someone to be there for you, and if they're not reciprocating, nobody's a jerk. It's just they don't vibe.
Right, you got to accept that. It's tough, I know, but Kelly ain't wrong.
You ever had somebody look at you and go, I love you, but I don't like you?
Ooh. Yeah, I do that to a lot of my family members.
I've done that. Well, I've had those discussions with family members before, too. So I get it, dude.
Yeah.
You can come back from it, but it's a thing. But you don't have to like the people that are you love.
And who's to say in 10, 15, 20 more years, they're not going to create a relationship, or they're going to feel some type of way and go, hey, we're sorry about how we treated you. We know it was wrong. Blah, 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 blah. And then you decide if you want to continue that relationship or if that door is closed.
Right, and they might be, I don't know why she's a stepmom or what happened with the dad and the original mom, but there might be some animosity towards that, or they just don't really want to vibe with her.
Right.
Everyone's texting in, there's more to this story.
Guaranteed.
Does she get along with the ex-wife? Since somebody texted in, they don't like you's right. Oh. Somebody said she's in denial about something she did for sure. We don't know anything.
Right.
I mean, it could be something small where, like, she didn't let them wear skinny jeans to school one day or something silly like that. But there's probably more to the story. But it's honestly, like, if my dad got a new mom, I'm probably not going to be the nicest to the new mom right away.
Or for
20 years.
Yeah. Listen to this text, though. It said, Allie, she's not the jerk, but it's also that she doesn't want a relationship with them. They don't want a relationship with her.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah, we can all see that. But we don't know why. Okay, thank you for calling, Kelly, as
we
play detective over here.
Right, have a good day.
Thank you, you too.
Bye. Callie's calling in Oak Creek this morning. Good morning, Callie.
Good morning.
All right. So Kelly said not the jerk for not wanting a relationship with her husband's kids. What do you think?
I think not the jerk.
Ooh, two.
Wow. Everyone's saying cut it off.
Dang, right.
And like everyone else, I think there's definitely more to the story. I wonder where the husband and father kind of fall into play. Something's not right. Something's not adding up.
Oh, she
said
something.
There's definitely more to the story. And the fact that it's gone on for 20 years.
Weird.
Something's not
right.
I think
she's not the jerk.
Whoa.
You can only have your, you know, be pushed away so many times by the children. And before, I think you would just say, kind of focus on other things that want your attention. And
I get it. Somebody texted this in. Remember I said, where's the husband? He's got such a great relationship with his kids. Somebody said the husband is the jerk. 20 years after she feels this way, obviously the husband never gave her place. This means she was in these kids' lives since before teens, probably.
Why is it up to the husband to put these kids and the mother in their place? I mean, really, they got to establish their own relationship and work on that bond together.
Well,
and if they didn't do that or spend that time, you can't blame nobody.
I'll never pick a man over my kids.
Exactly.
But if my kids are talking disrespectful to an adult or a man in my house, I would say something. So that's where it gets icky.
If it's disrespect going on or if it just shut off.
Right. Is it disrespect or is there lack of connection?
Different?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Callie.
I don't know. Dun, 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 dun. FBI Allie's on it. We'll let you know.
we're trying to figure it out, but we two for two. Have a great day, Callie.
Bye, Callie.
Appreciate
your
call.
Hey, love you guys. Good luck with the baby, DZ.
Thank you. Appreciate you. We love you back. Have a good day.
All right. Last but not least, Saucy Saunders on the phone. She was fired up.
Uh-oh.
Fired up over here. Everybody said,
good morning.
Not the jerk. What do you think, Saucy Saundra?
You brought a broom?
I am going to say she is the jerk.
Oh, why?
And I'm going to say she is the jerk because, hi, first off, she's not telling us the whole story.
True.
But second off, be an adult and communicate. Communicate with your husband. Mm-hmm. Communicate with your stepchildren. Tell them that it hurts your feelings that that goes on.
Oh.
And technically, she was the one who allowed this type of stuff. If they've been married for 20 years, she has allowed this to go on herself, and she is making herself a victim. I agree with that, Tegger.
Santino texted in. He said, did they have any kids together? No, but they have their own separate adult children.
Blended family. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I'm listening.
20 years, though, you guys. Come on.
I'm hearing
Let's
all of this.
Up.
I'm hearing all of this, Saucy. No, you speaking facts, because not to say she's victimizing herself, but she might have done this to herself, and for all we know, the family doesn't know that this is not how she wants the relationship to go. She could seem standoffish as a stepmother, and who knows, not really seem like she wants to have a relationship, so the kids never tried. And
that's true.
Well, it was up to you, and you never did anything. What are we going to do?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's always on the parent, in my opinion. It's always on the parent. I don't care what anybody
says. And for me, I'd rather have a relationship with my stepdad than my mother. No offense or anything. Well, I guess so. I mean, but that's just how it is. It's just all in the communication.
What she said.
Says something offensive. No offense, though.
No offense, but offense.
Saucy, we love it. And you 10 toes on it. Honestly, you swaying me a little bit to the jerk side. I hear it.
Nice. Well, Saundra, we love your passion. So thanks for calling. And somebody texted in and said,
thanks, guys.
They said, facts, Saundra. Facts.
Facts, Saucy.
Mm-hmm. So people agreed with her. Lots of people texting in, they thinking she was the mistress at some point. People are convinced that's why there's an issue. But we don't know because she never put anything in the message as to what the story is. Other than that they don't want to have anything to do with her. And we don't know why.
I mean, that might be a big why if that's the case.
Is it 500 little moments where they didn't connect? Or was it one big one? Like you were the other woman. We don't know.
We don't know.
Sorry, yikes. FBI Allie's busy today. I can't do this detective work anymore.
Overall, though, as far as FBI it's work goes, it's
not
decided
the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Wow. Wow. I have nothing else to say about that. Not the jerk.
Just wow.
Coming up next, wait till I tell you about the parent-teacher conference I attended yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Lord, buckle up. 103.7 KISS FM. People are hot on the phones about am I the jerk right now, let me tell you.
I can imagine.
Ooh, I was picking them up. Somebody was going off. There was a woman on the phone telling me how her stepkids invited her husband's mistress to their wedding.
Ooh.
And not her. So I was having quite a conversation off the air with her about
Ooh.
That.
Oh,
I said, well, he's part of the problem.
That's a whole nother am I the jerk. You tell her to write it in, 103.7.
No. Nope. If you're listening, girlfriend, write it in. You know who you are.
Please.
Just called the request line.
Please. You just became one if you down.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I had a parent-teacher conference last night.
Oh, yeah. How did that go?
Is your wife doing conferences right now? She's a third grade teacher. This is the time of year. Don't they have she had them a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I was going to say she already had them.
It's all over the place. I had one last week and I had one this week.
You have multiple?
Owen and Hudson.
Oh,
I have two kids. You thought with the same kid. No.
Never mind.
You're having a baby any day now. You have dad brain. It's okay, DZ.
I was thinking you had multiples for both kids. I was like, well, you had more than one?
No. Owens was last week, and Owens was interesting because, you know, he's in sixth grade, so I brought him with me now. And we sit down, because he's pretty independent. All his work he does on his own. He comes home, he does his homework. For the most part, I'm not on him staring. I'm not pulling his homework out of his bag like we used to when they were little. They're doing it all themselves.
Yeah, that's true. Wait, they didn't come with you to parent-teacher conferences
Owen
before?
Owen did. No. Sometimes, if I didn't have childcare.
But
now they can stay home.
I was a translator, though, so I had to translate.
For your mom?
Yeah.
Did you ever lie?
For my parents? No, I couldn't.
When the teacher said he's doing horrible, you said he's doing great in Spanish?
Fantastic.
Bueno.
Those Fs are actually a good thing.
Muy bueno.
Muy, oh, excelente.
F is A. No, it was good. Both conferences went good. We had Hudson's last night, and Hudson's teacher said nothing but positive things. So I was like, my kids are doing good. Because really? Hudson was struggling a little. I worry about Hudson. But she was like, he's kind of grown into his own. So everything's going good with conferences now. I'm on that high right now where I feel like I'm the parent of the year. So in 3 days, I'm going to feel like garbage again when they do something wrong. But parents know how I feel. When you're on a high, you're so proud.
Because fourth grade's a big deal, honestly. It's a big deal. Like, it's, you think middle school, sixth grade, which is also to a lot of people a big deal, but those two are milestone grades where you're no longer looked at as like a little kid anymore. Mm-hmm. You're expected to start to do things, be independent, build those skills that bring you along.
Owen's switching classes because he's going to go to middle school and high school next year.
Exactly.
I can't even believe that.
Dog, you got a grown little man in your life, man.
I was just showing you a video of Hudson when he was two.
I know.
Which is so weird because Sammy's two.
Crazy to think, in
8 years, we'll have a 10-year-old.
And I asked you straight up, I was like, does it really feel like that blink of an eye moment, like people say? And you said, it's so weird.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. I still can't believe I've been divorced 10 years.
Wow.
That's unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I have no feelings about it anymore, but it doesn't feel, 10 years is a decade.
It's a long time.
I've lived a decade. I mean, that's.
Yeah, a lot of life between now and between then anymore. And now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. A lot of good life between then and now, too.
A lot of very good life and very good kids. So anyway, I'm on the high of my children are perfect. Tomorrow they'll screw it up and make me mad, but I just want to do that mom brag real quick.
What are you talking about? Not tomorrow. There's a lot of day left.
There's a lot of days.
They might mess it up today.
They will. In fact, they will, actually. Thanks for reminding me. They're going to make me mad. They're going to come home and screw something up.
Parents understand.
They do. They do. Happy parent-teacher conferences. This is the end of them.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. Oh, and don't forget, we have Green Day tickets on the morning show at 8:40 this morning.
That is right.
Green Day is going to be playing at AmFam Field next August. It's going to be a sold-out show, I'm sure. Your chance to win tickets, 8:40 this morning.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so every year they induct more people into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They have a whole ceremony.
Right.
I have some friends who love to go to it every year. They're wild. They literally travel to this wherever they have it.
Sometimes it's
in L.A., Cleveland, where it is. They've done it in New York.
Okay.
So I do have a friend who's been to many of these. But this year, on the 3rd, they had the whole ceremony, and they inducted a bunch of people this year, like Sheryl Crow. Okay, there's an example of someone who got inducted this year. She's been around for 30 years at least.
Iconic for sure.
Wham, which I know is an old group, but Andrew, one half of the group Wham, was there because George Michael died. So he had to accept it for them.
Okay.
And I see all these people getting inducted and I'm like, wow.
Who else?
Like, you had the Willie Nelsons last year and you have the Elton Johns always performing. And then I see in this list of people, DZ, it didn't make any sense. Chris Stapleton, who I appreciate, but I'm like, where did Chris Stapleton come in this group? Because they have Sheryl Crow, Wham, Michael Bivins from New Edition, and Belle DeVoe.
Okay, facts, bet.
Peter Frampton.
Peter Frampton.
And then you got like the Chris Stapleton. I'm like, I'm not saying I don't like Chris Stapleton, but is he 35 years in like these others? How did that one happen?
Is Chris Stapleton even like rock and roll?
He's country.
That's what I'm thinking, man. And plus, like you said, he ain't history like that. He ain't Belle Biv DeVoe.
No, I mean, he's got a song with JT. Okay.
Okay. Does that make a good album?
He can sell out venues, but I don't know.
And maybe I'm offending the masses right now by saying this, but I couldn't name a song from this man that's enough for him to be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
I can only name one, which is the one with Justin Timberlake. You better say something. Remember that song? I
do remember the song, but I'm like, even that for me doesn't go, oh, that got him into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm not talking
on this man's career because he's clearly more successful than I in music.
Obviously, but I feel like if they're current, we should know a current song if they get inducted. Wham is not current, so I'm not going to ask you to name a Wham song because they were long before your time, okay? Right. I wouldn't ask you that.
I just recognize the name, and same with Sheryl Crow. It's not like I'm a Sheryl Crow fan.
Just have some fun. Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing. Sheryl Crow doesn't ring a bell.
Just the name.
Nothing.
Just the name.
Nothing.
Nothing.
She's old, huh?
She's up there.
Keep it real.
I mean, she's...
You're 30. I want to know. She's too old for you.
She was born past 98. Apparently, that's old. You know what I'm saying? According to these young kids.
I can't believe you just brought that up.
Man.
DZ looked at me in the studio and said, did you see the the viral video going around where the kids say you're old if you were born after 2000.
Come on.
Get a grip.
Get yourself smacked up, youngins. Y'all look about 30, 40 yourselves, Mr. 19?
He said what he said, and I'll come behind and poke your eyes out after he said that.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Emails I didn't think I'd get at 8:20 in the morning. Mom, I left my bassoon at home. Can you run it up to school for me?
Do you mind just putting it in your pocket real quick?
As if I'm not at work right now. Oh, and no, I cannot bring your bassoon to school, but thanks for the email. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Mama never stops.
These are the moments of my life. One day, you're going to get an email. It says, can you bring my bassoon to school for band?
Nope, we're going to pick a smaller instrument.
Sorry, I'm busy. Hope you remember it next week. Coming up next, though, on Allie and DZ, not only do we have Green Day tickets.
That's right, we sure do.
Because they're coming to American Family Field next summer. But we're going to talk about some weird habits DZ's got.
Oh, okay. Weird.
You heard me.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. It could be a little weird, but I know I ain't the only one, dog.
You're not the only one. There's a lot of weird people like you, DZ.
Exactly. Weirdos unite.
You know who you are. So coming up next, wait till we hear the weird things DZ does. And I know a lot of you do this, too. Can't wait to discuss.
Weirdos, mount up.
Here we go. That's something I'm not getting behind. Heinz rolling out pickle-flavored ketchup.
Hold on now.
Oh, you're into that.
Oh, I'm not knocking it. Okay. Listen. I'll at least try it.
I like a good pickle on my burger, though. Don't get me wrong.
Then you can skip the pickle because you already got the flavor in the ketchup.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Speaking of food and weird food, DZ's got some weird food habits. Everybody get ready.
I do.
We're about to pile on because we all do it. What do you got?
Okay, so you looked at me kind of crazy when I said this yesterday. Yeah. And I felt absolutely normal because I was like, Allie, how do you eat your chips? Like, do you just eat them? Or do you sit there and analyze every single chip one by one? And you looked at me like I said, just said something audacious.
I go, what do you mean? Do I analyze every? I don't even have time. I just shove them in my face.
No, I
eat keto chips now, but I still eat chips. True. And I do, and I don't look at them ever or that analyze is true. Them.
You never look at a chip. You no. never like see if you can maybe see a face in it or a shape in it, or maybe you're gonna find the holy grail of chips that's the perfect size, huge. The ones that are perfectly seasoned. Maybe you want to save it for last.
You're looking for the tortilla chip shaped like Jesus that maybe. You're going to be able to put online.
Jesus or Abraham Lincoln, you know, or the shape of Texas. Listen, the other day my son was eating and I seemed to look for shapes and stuff in food because my son was eating an arepa. It's a Colombian traditional like patty basically that you eat. But he bit it in a way that it looked like the shape of Colombia, the country. And I got the country tattooed on my like on my body. So I took the arepa out of his hand and I was like, oh, look, I showed my wife and she was like, yeah, it does look like the shape of Colombia, but I'm looking for shapes in my food. And I do it with chips in particular. I will analyze every single chip.
Really?
But it's not only about finding a shape. Like I said, sometimes it's about the flavor.
Or the combination is weird. Mm. Somebody texted in ham and cheese hot pockets. They eat them with hot salsa.
Huh.
Interesting. It's like, so a ham and cheese, I mean, anything ham and cheese, I'd go for it. Okay. Wrong.
Come on now.
Hi, me. Why don't you melt the cheese? Hello.
Come on now. Yeah, you ain't wrong there.
Hell, I'd eat a cold ham and cheese. Who am I kidding? With some mayo. Look at me getting hungry over here. Okay, that's a normal sandwich, though. But they're saying they do Hot Pockets with hot salsa. Somebody else said, I totally analyzed chips, but more so for the extra seasoning. Saucy Sandra texted that.
Ah, see, she's looking for the perfect seasoned chip. Sometimes you want to save those for last. You know, do. Set them aside.
Don't you get mad when you get the chips that don't have any seasoning on them? The worst.
But if I can look through, if some of the bags that come through with a little clear film in the front that you can see the chips on the inside, I will look for the more seasoned bag.
Somebody said, I thought an arepa was Venezuelan.
No, they also have arepas, but you got to think, Colombia and Venezuela.
What's an arepa?
An arepa is exactly what I was just talking about. So it's a cornmeal patty that basically, think of a thicker tortilla.
Huh.
Usually made for breakfast foods, but you can eat it at any point in the day. Like,
so it's like a thick bread almost, but it's like a tortilla.
Yeah. Think of like a hybrid of like
Indian bread,
but tortilla style because it's made with cornmeal. Yeah, cornmeal, you make it into dough, you flatten it up. It's actually really, really good. They do have them in Venezuela, but Colombians had them first, all right?
He said what he said. Boom. Somebody texted in, DZ, you're so weird. Well, duh.
You're weird.
Why do you think this show's interesting? Hello?
Nah, you
ain't
wrong.
If we were normal, you'd be bored.
I analyze the hell out of my foods, especially chips, dog.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Somebody texted in. Oh my God, a friend of mine from high school used to love sour cream and onion chips, but claims she didn't like the little green specks on the chips. So when she would eat them, she would get a plate and lick her finger and take the green speck off of each chip, wipe it on the plate, and then eat the chip. It used to drive me insane. Yeah, because it's stupid.
I would have picked a new flavor of chips.
Get a new hobby. Yeah. Really? What the hell? And she... Oh my goodness. Okay. Your weird food habits. The texts are going crazy.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
You're not. Somebody said, I lick both sides of a seasoned chip and put whatever has more flavor on my tongue and eat it that way. Yes, I'm weird.
Ooh, no, I've definitely done that. But I tend to like to do the tongue side down and eat the seasoned chip all at once. Just yum. Crunchy.
All right, weird food habits, 414-533-1037. As if I didn't already make you guys hungry enough right Yum. Now, we're going to discuss because we see all the texts coming in. Somebody said, Allie, you got to try an arepa. It's amazing.
You do, but you can't, unfortunately.
I can't. But I can live through you vicariously, DZ.
I'll eat all the arepas for you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Green Day tickets coming up less than 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Any minute.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be here next summer. We are talking about your weird food habits. Basically, DZ's weird food habits. Let's be real.
Yes, fine. I'm down.
You got a few.
I'm weird. I acknowledge self-acknowledgement is the best form.
Talking about doing weird stuff with chips. Let's go to Hammer first, though. One of our callers who never earned a theme song but likes to call occasionally. Hey, Hammer.
How we doing today?
Morning, man. What's the word? What's your weird food habit?
Well, see, I don't think it's weird, but a lot of people think I'm weird when I eat my sides first and then my meat.
Oh, you're that guy. You got to have sides. Do you eat everything separately?
No, I just eat the sides first and then the main course.
He doesn't mix.
No, it doesn't mix at all.
I have to mix.
I got to mix. So you're talking about you eat your fries, you eat your pickle, you eat the coleslaw on the side, and then you'll eat your burger?
You don't put any mashed potatoes on the meat? A little
what?
Bit?
Not a little
come
bit?
Come on, just a little bit of corn on top of the
something?
Mashed potatoes mixed in with the meat. Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah,
you
Hammer.
Savor each taste. Each flavor, you got to savor it.
Nah, man.
You mix it together, it's a different taste.
Exactly.
And you don't know.
It's the cohesion of flavors,
yeah,
Hammer.
That's the point, Hammer.
That's the point. Man, see, we at odds. Hammer, you're weird. You're not wrong.
You are weird. Bye, Hammer.
Hey, question.
What's up,
Hammer? That Cuban bread, is it kind of like Indian fried bread?
It's not Cuban. No, it's Colombian.
Colombian. No.
Oh, my bad.
No, we're just playing, man. No, not really. It's not like a fried bread. It's more like a grilled, thick tortilla made from cornmeal. I don't know how else to describe it. If somebody made a super, super thick tortilla, and then it tasted just so delicious.
I feel like you explained it pretty well.
Okay.
And honestly, you could get them around town. They got Anytime Arepa, which is Venezuelan arepas, but very similar. If you want to know what I'm talking about, Anytime Arepa can hold you down. Like, for real. For real. No, but you can get them in the city. Like, at multiple places. Like, it's delicious.
Somebody texted in, so it's kind of like Native American fry bread, which I've never had that either.
I don't know what that is.
I can't say no. It's not
like
bread.
Not
it's like
fried
a
bread.
Really thick tortilla chip.
No, not a chip. No, it's tortilla. Like an actual tortilla. See, now we just got to get y'all to try them. See?
Forget it. Google it.
Talking about weird foods. Nah, Hammer, we got to get you to try one, man.
I'm going to have my wife make Indian tacos with Native American fried bread. And I'm going to have y'all try that, too.
Oh, say less. I'm down. Bruh, Hammer, now we talking.
I can't eat it, but I'll smell it. Thanks for calling.
We'll holler at you later, man.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye. Somebody said, I dip fried cheese curds in mayo.
Oh, that's weird.
I'm reading all of your texts right
that's
now.
That's a little strange. That's almost as strange as me putting cheese on my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Oh, you're disgusting. I can't believe you just said that out loud.
Okay, let's not judge people by the cover of their book.
You
okay?
lost me at cheese on peanut butter and jelly. Somebody texted in and said, I eat my food in increments of two. If I'm eating a sandwich, I eat the first bite quickly and the second bite slower. I'll make sure I eat the sandwich much in an even number of bites. I've done it since a child.
Oh, you particular.
Or controlling. Oh. One or the other.
Hey, we control what we can control, right? That's right.
Very interesting. Okay, let's go to Lisa in Milwaukee this morning. Hey, Lisa.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Good. Getting hungrier by the minute after all this food talk.
Sheesh.
I know, right?
What do you think? What's your weird food habit?
So, JZ, your cheese and your peanut butter, ugh. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Okay. Bye, Lisa. No.
But no, I do have some. One, I have a really bad thing with texture with food. Okay. So, like, slimy food. Like, I will not eat gravy. Oh, my goodness. And my friends will tell me, you can't be American. Everybody loves gravy. And I'm like,
ugh. You don't like flavor. We get it. You don't like anything good. We get it. Go ahead. So, what do you like? Okay.
So, but I do have this habit, only with snacks. So, like, I like a puffy Cheetos, and I like to put them in front of my teeth and smile. My taste is best for people.
Little cheese puffs, but she likes to turn them into teeth, basically.
Oh, jeez. So. Come on, Lisa. You're wild.
I'll just be at work, and I'll look at it, and I'm like, hey.
We said weird, not childish, Lisa.
Right? She's like, I play with my food. I don't eat it.
She makes the duck's lips, the duck lips out the Pringles.
I do. It's hilarious. My sister's getting irritated with you. Like, you're 50. When are you going to grow up?
Stop
like,
it. I'll get you some lip filler. Alloom, MKE.com.
Stop doing the duck lips.
Stop playing with your lips. I got you, girl. I got you.
But I do not like my food to touch either.
I got it. We all particular.
I don't like my food to touch. And I will put corn with mashed potatoes, but like my green beans, they can't be touched, my corn. And I usually do eat like the other person. Like,
we get it. Okay.
She doesn't like
Lisa,
mixing delicious flavors.
I don't need your entire menu for the week. We get it. Okay. She's like, and then I do this.
My favorite thing is the
all the food quirks.
She's still going.
I love to play with my Cheetos. She plays with her
top one. Lisa, we appreciate you. Have a great rest of your day.
Bye, girl.
You too, bye.
Right.
Somebody said they sell arepas on the 3rd Street Market Hall.
They do. And at 6th, at Zocalo's, they got two places. That's
makes
what I was
talking
about. See, people know about them arepas if you're trying to find them.
We've got to give away these Green Day tickets, but one question quick. What kind of cheese on your PB&J people are texting in?
American cheese.
Always?
Mm-hmm.
Just checking.
I could do mozzarella. I like mozzarella, too. If it's a little melty, yum, but I ain't particular.
Neither of them sound right.
Listen, knock it till you try it.
Hit Anthony quick, because I feel bad. I have him on hold. Anthony in Milwaukee, quickly, what's your weird food habit? I'm sorry, we're running out of time, my friend.
No, you're good. My weird food habit, so for breakfast, you know, breakfast pancakes, mm-hmm. you know, your whatever you get for breakfast, your hash browns, I put syrup on everything.
Oh, he Buddy the Elf.
Ick.
He's Buddy the Elf.
He smells like syrup
bacon,
all day.
Sausage, all of it.
Listen, my son would agree that that's probably the best way to eat breakfast.
Come on. So would Hudson. I'm putting you all in a container together. Go with your syrup smelling asses all day long.
Get out of here.
Every day, Hudson smells like syrup. I can't take it.
The best way to live. Let him live.
Anthony,
we letting you live, dog.
I am. Enjoy your syrup. Right. Bye.
Later, man.
He really is like Buddy the Elf. It's disgusting.
Syrup on everything.
Ick, man.
Yo, some people keep a bottle of ketchup. Some people keep a bottle of hot sauce. Anthony keeps a bottle of syrup.
Some people keep their minds. They stay sane. You want to go see Green Day at American Family Field on August 24th? We've got your tickets right now. You can't even buy them yet.
Exclusives.
414-533-1037. We are going to send you, if you are caller 25 right now, you're going to see Green Day at American Family Field next August. Good luck. Kiss FM. Somebody's going to go see Green Day when they're in town next summer at American Family Field. You can't even buy them yet.
Ooh, that exclusive could be you.
Heather's in Milwaukee. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
What are you doing on this fine day?
I'm about to be late to work to win these tickets.
Oh, dang.
We didn't say you won.
Ain't nobody say nothing about
winning.
Thanks
for calling. Have a good day.
Trying. Yeah. Dang.
She's mad at us.
Late to work for nothing.
Well, you can tell them you're late because you won Green Day tickets.
Thank you.
And they can call us if they have a problem. It's like a doctor's note, but it's the radio doctor.
We got proof, too.
Mm-mm-mm.
Prescription, winning tickets. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it makes the lateness worth it.
Exactly. Congratulations, Heather. You're going to see Green Day at AmFam Field, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on. I'll get you off the phone really quick. Just give me one sec. Another chance tomorrow to win because they're going to be at AmFam Field next August 24th. Tickets all week long.